Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Officials at Boston University are vowing to combat what some students call a culture of rape on campus. The push comes a week after BU hockey player Max Nicastro was arrested on rape charges. Back in December, Nicastro's former teammate Corey Trevino was charged with sex assault. Both have pleaded not guilty. BU student Ramona Ostrowski, speaking last night, said she doesn't think the problem is exclusive to the hockey team.
I think it's unfortunate that there were two issues there, but I think it's a much, much larger issue than one particular group of people at one particular institution.
Ostrowski was among the students who attended a town hall meeting last night at BU's student-run Center for Gender, Sexuality, and Activism. The center's co-director, BU senior Ariana Katz, joins us this morning. Ariana, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Describe last night's meeting. How many students were there, and what did you hear from them in terms of the problem of rape on the BU campus?
Sure. So there are about 50 folks that came into the center last night for our town hall meeting, and they were talking about their personal experiences. So they were talking about things they've experienced personally or the issue of rape and how it's affected their community. People were not so much responding directly to the assault recently with the hockey player, but more so how it affects them on a larger scale.
How big a problem is rape on the BU campus? Because it's been described very recently by fellow students as a culture of rape here at BU.
Sure. So the numbers that the BU Police Department reports are very low, and that's because not all survivors choose to report it to the police, which is completely their prerogative. The Department of Justice reports that 20 to 25% of college women will experience rape or attempted rape in their lifetime. So we know that this is a problem that is concurrent. It is happening again and again and again, and that speaks to what we are referring to as a rape culture, a larger issue of rape, and how it is a structural problem, how we see it come up again and again and again, how it's trivialized by rape jokes, how survivors are provided with support, and how victims are so often blamed. So students have been talking about this rape culture and how it affects them directly.
Do you see this as a larger problem than just that associated with the BU hockey team?
Yes, absolutely. We are so supportive and proud of the women who came out against these hockey players and voiced their experience, but we know that this is just one example of assault that happens again and again on our campus, and we're coming together to talk about that. So it's almost a leaping off point. It's gotten a lot of media attention recently. It's gotten a lot more administration attention recently, and it's still affecting the lives of the people at BU the way it was before. So we're trying to use this as a rallying point.
The university, as we know, has announced the task force to investigate the culture of the hockey team and at the university. What do you hope comes out of that effort, and what needs to happen campus-wide in order to correct this?
I hope that it is a quick task force. I hope that they realize that time is of the essence because this is affecting people's lives every day, and I know that they will give it the attention they deserve. I hope that out of this they address some of the points that the center has outlined as incredibly important, one of which is instituting mandatory trainings for all administrative and leadership positions, but more importantly, athletes. I think that we can look at the hyper-masculine culture that we see in sports, which a lot of the people who are organizing love, and we can see it as indicators and potentially problematic in regards to sexual assault. So we're hoping that they're quick, they're effective, and they institute productive things to continue to make hockey at BU and sports culture at BU a wonderful, positive thing.
Ariana Katz, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Ariana Katz is the co-director of the student-run Center for Gender, Sexuality, and Activism at Boston University.